with Live and Local. I'm Mike Hogan. This is part two of my interview with Joe Starita, professor of journalism at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln, about Dr. Susan LaFlesh, the first Native American doctor in the history of this country, and the hospital she built on the Omaha Reservation.
She raised $9,000 in the early years of the 20th century and became the architect, the force behind the first reservation hospital ever built in the history of this country without a single tax dollar. And all of it was Susan raising the money. And it opened in January of 1913, a modern hospital. It's right in the middle of the reservation, right dead center in the middle of the Omaha Reservation in Walt Hill, Nebraska, which is in Thurston County, the poorest of Nebraska's 93 counties, not coincidentally also the home of the Omaha and Winnebago reservations. But this hospital was a magnificent achievement at any level, and that it was done by a woman, that it occurred, it opened in January of 1913. All $9,000 raised by Susan LaFlesh.
That hospital still exists today. There's a movement to help restore it and rebuild it and make it be the beacon of health and hope that it was at one time.
Exactly right. There's a very dedicated, terrific group of Omaha, largely Omaha area people, not exclusively, and they are hell-bent to restore this magnificent structure to its original architectural integrity, and they have gotten off to a very good start. It's a spectacular building. Susan's, one of her medical beliefs was the best medicine is sunshine and fresh air. In the hospital that's in Walt Hill, in the middle of the Omaha Reservation, there is this expansive veranda that faces east, and it has a screened-in porch, and you can still see the hooks where she would put the hammock so she could bring her patients out so they could get that morning fresh air and that sunshine coming from the east. She loved lilac bushes. They had some kind of spiritual significance almost. So there is an entire hedge of lilacs that she planted in 1913 that are still there, along with this porch, with the original hooks where the patients would come out, get the fresh air, get the sunshine, smell the lilacs in the spring. And this robust group of energetic civil servants in the Omaha area are very motivated to restore this to not only its original integrity, but keep the second floor as a museum where you can see Susan's medicine bag and her photos and her diaries and her journals. But most importantly, the first floor will be rehabbed into some kind of a medical clinic that possibly will offer 24-hour service to people who really need medical help. So it will be a great tribute to this remarkable woman if this hospital can be rehabilitated and that first floor can become a 24-hour medical clinic that will help Susan. Susan kept a lantern burning in her window so anyone seeking help who was sick could always find their way through storms, dead of night, to her house to get medical help. This hospital is like that light. This hospital can shine a light back on the reservation and inspire these young girls on the Omaha Reservation to become the next Susan LaFlesh. You can't be what you can't see. And if they can see this hospital and see the woman who built it and who became the first doctor in the history of the United States, they can be motivated to go on and get a degree, go to a nursing college, go to medical school, and come back and help their people in honor of Susan LaFlesh. And that's what this group is trying to do, and they are off to a really excellent start, and we wish them the best. You know, this is really, I mean, I'm not even hyping. This woman is incredible. What she did is just, it's so insane that it's hard to even believe that she actually could pull this off. So anything that we can do to help elevate her profile and really turn this into a medical clinic. There were 12 suicides in one night a year ago in February of 2020 on the Omaha Reservation, five of them successful, among 15 to 24-year-olds. That's how desperate things are there. So if we can get this hospital up and running, that there's a 24-hour crisis intervention center on the first floor, there cannot be a more magnificent tribute to Susan than to do this. So we're all trying to do everything we can to make that happen.
That's magnificent, Joe. That's magnificent.
Yeah, and if everybody does their job, whatever that job is, this is going to be reality.
Absolutely.
And that website, the website address is drsusan center.org. So that's all one word, lowercase, drsusancenter.org.
Perfect. This hospital is named after the first Native American doctor, Dr. Susan LaFleche. If you are interested in more information or seeing if you can help out as well, you can go to drsusancenter.org. That website again is
drsusancenter.org.
He is Joe Sterita. He's a journalism professor at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln. Joe, thank you so much for your time and your passion about this topic. Really appreciate your time today.
I appreciate the opportunity. Thank you so much.